Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Sarah Petty being back on the show. Sarah's with us. That's right. Sarah is the founder of The Joy of Marketing, and she and her team help companies just like yours and mine put our best foot forward. She's actually owns a couple of businesses, but she's also the co-author of a brand new book, not a brand new book, it's been out about a year or so, Worth Every Penny, Build a Business That Thrills Your Customers and Still Charge What You're Worth, I should say. And she's here to talk to us about something very important. Sarah Petty, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. You're always welcome here, Sarah. You know, Sarah, 2012 was an interesting year. It was great for some people. It wasn't great for other people. Some of that was when it wasn't great for some people, some of it was their own doing, and some of it was out of their control. And as we enter into the new year, you and I have the same thing, right? Things are going to happen to us this year that we have no control over, that maybe we don't like, but there are also some things that we do have some control over. And one of those things is getting smarter, isn't it?
It's true. Yeah. It's true. And, you know, I own a boutique photography studio in addition to The Joy of Marketing. And we are heavy volume fourth quarter. And so, you know, we're scrounging basically anything we can do, going full speed ahead to make our numbers for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I know most people, January is that new start. It's a new race, whether we had a great year, we weren't happy with our year. For me, it's always about taking a breath and looking at, okay, how can I do better this year? What do I need to learn? Where am I investing in education?
Mm-hmm.
Very important, I think, for every business owner to be investing in education. There are other people out there
for themselves, for their people, or both?
Yeah, for everybody. I mean, there are people out there doing what you want to do. Every single person listening. So who's doing it better?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the leader? Who's succeeding? That's where I always start is there someone I can learn from one-on-one who's in my industry to shorten that learning curve? They've been doing it for years. There's got to be some systems. I may not adopt every system, but let's go out there and see if we can find that one-on-one person. And it's going to cost some money.
Yeah.
It's going to be an investment. But why spend years learning some things that someone else has already figured out?
And they can teach you in a day. Exactly. And then leave some information behind, too. So one thing about it, in the 21st century, you got to be a lifelong learner, don't you?
Absolutely.
But it's not just in the 21st century. I love what the Roman philosopher Plato said. He was learning Greek at the age of 85. And somebody said, why are you doing that at your age? He said, this is the youngest age I have. So he was learning Greek at 85. We have to be lifelong learners. But when you talk about education, you're not talking about going back to school necessarily, are you?
No, and I'm a big fan of any kind of college you want to take. After I got my master's degree, I went back and took a class in graphic design. So those are always good, too. But I'm talking about figuring out your business. Even being a student, I've taught marketing and business courses. I have my MBA, but you have to learn business by being in business, by being with others in business. So masterminds are another great way. Getting with other industry leaders, whether in your market, outside your market, but in your niche, and talking about best practices. What's working for you? What's not working for you?
Mm-hmm. Right.
How's your staff? You know, what are you doing to make sure you keep a strong team? How are you on your efficiency of running your business? Looking at the year,
what you're talking about is just getting outside your four walls, because if you there's a term that journalists use whenever a reporter, and we've seen this happen before, journalistic malpractice, whenever a reporter just reports what they think rather than what people or other people are seeing, what they're telling them. They call that reporting inside your own head. And so you're not talking to other people. You're really just recording and reporting your own thoughts. When you stay inside your own walls and you continue to operate with the same people and the same practices, the same ideas that are inside those four walls, that's a recipe for failure, isn't it?
It is. You can't run a business in a vacuum. Everything going on around you affects you. And I just love being with others in my industry. In fact, I'm in a group called Society of XXV, which is an exclusive invite-only group of 25 people who are running successful industry-leading photography businesses.
Mastermind
groups. Yeah, we get together once a year, and it's so great to talk about, you know, what happened to you good last year? What happened to you bad last year? Oh, that hasn't happened to you yet.
What did you learn?
Yeah, and you get inspired.
What was the most expensive mistake that you made this year?
Exactly.
Things
exactly.
Like that.
And we were talking a little bit before about how we lost a key employee, and I'm a team of six people, and that really hurt us.
It's like losing an arm, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It took us 6 months to replace her, and so that's what I want to share with people is how to keep, we talk about keeping our sales funnel full. We need to keep our future employee funnel full. So this past week, we had a couple students in from the University of Illinois, freshmen in marketing. We went through and we found the best freshman students we could find, and we had them in for a job shadow day, and they were just had smiles off their face because we told them, you know, this is what you need to study. This is what you need to work on, and keep in touch with us. Let us know if we can get you internships. And
I'm glad you brought that up, Sarah, because I'm telling you, I'm encouraging small business, and I have been now for some time, encouraging small business owners, take advantage of the interns at the local college and university.
Absolutely.
Listen, the last three or four employees we've had, well, all but one of the new employees we've hired in the last 5 or 6 years have been recent graduates, and at least three of them, came to us as interns, then we hired them.
Well, my two key employees came that way. Aaron, my business partner and co-author of our New York Times bestselling book, came to me as a college kid job shadow day. Andrea, who runs my photography studio, came to me as a job shadow day in college. And I'm mad at myself for getting away from that because even if you don't plan to hire them, they bring inspiration, they bring ideas, they keep your network out there so they can, you know, when we lost
they teach you how to talk the way people talk these days too.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break right back with Sarah Petty after these messages. The book is called Worth Every Penny.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.